Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I think I've mentioned this to you several times before. Each of the four Gospels, each of the four books that we call the Gospels in the Bible, is unique. And I think you know that on some level. Otherwise, they wouldn't have different names, right? If it was all the exact same, why would we have four versions? They're all slightly different. They all tell the story a little bit differently. Each one of them emphasizes a few things differently than the next. They have different style, different tone, different details show up. I've mentioned to you before about how some of the signs and wonders that Jesus does in the Bible, miracles, we often use that word, but the Bible usually calls them signs and wonders. I've mentioned to you before about how there's only one sign and wonder that shows up in all four, the feeding of the 5,000. All those other stories and details you think about in his life, one or two or three of the Gospels might talk about, but the others don't. And so they each have this different way of explaining the life of this man that we know as Jesus Christ. Okay? Hey, you're doing your good nodding. Thank you. I always like that. Mark, as far as the Gospels are concerned, Mark's in a hurry. Mark's in a big old hurry. He is the shortest of the Gospels. And he's the one who constantly, throughout his writing, he's always saying, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And as much as you see that in the English, it's even worse in the Greek. Because what they've done in the English translation is frequently they've edited that part out because he says it so often. It's like every few sentences he says, you know, Jesus did this, and then he 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 did this, and that's the story. Today's gospel reading, the reading we had a moment ago, is 20 verses. 20 verses, right? The stuff that he covers in 20 verses takes Matthew and Luke 4 chapters. I'm not exaggerating. He's really to the point. Obviously, he was not a pastor. Ha ha, rim shot. Each one not only tells the story different, but by definition, that means that they tell the gospel different. They tell the good news differently than one another. They use that word, actually, the word gospel, which means good news. They use it differently. Matthew, when he uses the word good news, when he uses the word gospel, the first time Matthew uses it, he talks about it in reference to Jesus' teaching and his preaching. In chapter 4, Matthew writes, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and sickness among the people. So in Matthew, that word gospel, it's all about teaching. Preaching. And curing, I guess you could say as well. When Luke uses that word, he uses it to refer to Jesus' birth. Luke has the angel Gabriel use the word. He says, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring this good news. Bring this gospel. John doesn't even use the word at all. In the Gospel of John, he never uses the word gospel. Which brings us to Mark, who we listen to today. Mark uses the word gospel and the idea of good news to refer to everything that Jesus is and does. The beginning of the good news. That's how it started, right? The beginning of the good news, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God. But there's something else that's really subtle there that's also different. Mark refers to his written version of the gospel as just the beginning. This is the beginning of the good news. Because the rest of the good news is still to be lived out. From Mark's way of looking at it, this is the beginning. The rest of the good news is still to be lived out in the lives of those who are to follow, the lives of those who are to follow Christ. How many of you have read the Gospel according to St. Luke? The book of Luke, whatever you want to call it. Many of you have. Good on you. You remember what's really distinctive about the way Luke begins his gospel? He talks all about how he's going to get the story right. Does that ring a bell? Luke begins his telling by talking all about how, hey, this is the real version. This is the by-the-detail, best possible version you could hear. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. That's Luke's concern. Luke is very focused on, here's the story of who Jesus was. And Mark is telling us all about who Jesus is. And more importantly, who Jesus is for us even now, 2,000 years later. How many 2,000-year-old books do you think get read every day in this world? Stop and think about that for a moment. I will wager that you can count them on one hand. I will absolutely bet that. This story, this good news of Jesus Christ, didn't just happen 2,000 years ago and then it was done. And Mark tells us that. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the good news. All this stuff that you're about to hear, all of these wonderful things I'm about to tell you about, all these things I'm about to share with you, as excited as Mark is to share this story, and he's excited because the guy writes like he's, you know, needs Ritalin. And then this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then Jesus did this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Mark, chill. Switch to decaf. As excited as he says, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the good news, the beginning of the gospel. The rest of it is to be played out. Mark cares just as much about what you and 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 you. Mark cares just as much about what each and every one of you is going to do once you have heard this story, once you have heard this good news, as he cares about making sure it's heard in the first place. Mark used to be my least favorite gospel because he was so short. Like, what's the point? Everything he says, basically, you can get from one of the other versions. And then I went through this period where I realized, oh, he's the shortest, which means he's the fastest to read. But the older I get, and go ahead and laugh, I know, ha-ha, young pastor, whatever. I'm still getting older, just like you. It's true, I age at the same rate that you do, one day at a time. But the more I appreciate Mark, not just his emphasis on telling the story and making sure that it gets out as quickly as possible so people can hear it, but also because that's his inspiration, is he wants people to hear it so that it can change their lives. And as I think about it going forward, and as I think about everything that we have been through this past year and everything that we have ahead of us this coming year, it occurs to me what a perfect time for us to be looking at Mark. To be looking at a gospel that is so focused not only on this amazing story, this life-changing story of Jesus of Nazareth, but to be looking at it in a book that is so concerned with how we will see it today, how it will change our lives and our behavior today. And so I would ask you this day and for the rest of this year, as we continue to read from Mark and hear his words, hear his way of approaching this good news, this gospel, to keep in mind exactly what he started his book by saying. This is the beginning of the good news. That bound in print, black and white on paper version is the beginning of the good news. The ending of it has yet to be told. And more importantly, the living of it, we are still in the midst of. Let us pray. Most holy, good, and gracious God, we give you thanks for the coming of your Son. We give you thanks for his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. We ask you this day and always to help us to be mindful of you and your call to us to be your faithful servants. We ask you to help us to walk boldly in faith even when things are unknown. We thank you for the opportunities that we have had to grow in faith, to grow in community. And we ask you to help us to continue to be carriers and reflectors of your light in this world. Be with us this day and always, and hear us as we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.